would provide food for thought for those who try to threaten Russia. This as Russia ratchet has more.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Tuesday night the Russian military has intensified its assault. Russian forces carved out a boomerang-shaped front hundreds of miles long and poured more troops into Ukraine Tuesday. A senior U.S. defense official speaking on condition of anonymity told the AP the Russians now have 78 combat units in the fight, up from 65 last week. At the United Nations, Secretary General Antonio Guterres called for a four-day ceasefire beginning Thursday to coincide with Orthodox Christians' Holy Week observances.
To allow for the opening of a series of humanitarian corridors.
I'm Mike Rossia.
Ukraine's foreign minister appealed Wednesday to Bulgaria to join international efforts and supply military aid to his country, as Russia's traditional ally remained one of the last holdouts in the EU. Ukraine has repeatedly pressed for NATO and EU member states to speed up their supply of military help since Russia invaded on February 24th. But Bulgaria, which has traditionally close ties with Russia, has so far refused to do so. Germany will stop importing oil from Russia by the end of the year, the German foreign minister said after a meeting with her Baltic counterparts Wednesday. And tennis players from Russia and Belarus will not be allowed to compete at this year's Wimbledon due to Moscow's invasion of Ukraine, the Grand Slam's organizers All England Tennis Club said in a statement Wednesday. This is VOA News. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said Wednesday the central government in Baghdad supported Turkey's latest offensive against outlawed Kurdish militants in northern Iraq. The Turkish leader's comments came a day after Iraq summoned Turkey's ambassador to Baghdad to lodge a formal protest against Erdogan's latest military campaign. Some analysts believe the Iraqi leader, while lodging formal protests, are privately happy that Turkey is trying to punish fighters from the Kurdistan Workers' Party. Nigeria's Air Force said Wednesday it had ordered an inquiry after a military training aircraft crashed in the rest of northern state of Kaduna, claiming two lives. At least four Nigerian military aircraft have been involved in deadly crashes since last year, including one that killed the nation's army chief and 10 other soldiers on board. A Super Mushashik trainer went down on a military base Tuesday evening, killing two pilots on board, the Air Force said in a statement. The city of Shanghai, China, is starting to loosen its coronavirus restrictions, with authorities allowing 4 million people to come out of their homes. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Authorities from China's largest city of 25 million people have now allowed almost 12 million to go outdoors. The move follows the first round of easing last week. The latest changes allow 4 million people from parts of Shanghai to leave their homes after the status shifted from closed to controlled. The International Monetary Fund cut its forecast of Chinese economic growth and warned the global flow of industrial goods might be disrupted. Health officials have said the virus is under effective control for the first time in some parts of the city. I'm Karen Chamas.
Emmanuel Macron and Marine Le Pen braced for a televised debate Wednesday that is likely to prove the climax of this year's turbulent French presidential campaign, with millions of votes still up for grabs just 4 days before polls open. The centrist incumbent and his far-right rival will meet at 9 p.m. local time, a rematch of their 2017 face-off that was widely seen as disastrous for Le Pen. YouTube blocked the account of Hong Kong's sole leadership candidate, John Lee, Wednesday as part of U.S. sanctions against the city's former number two official, who said the move will not affect his bid to lead the financial hub for the next 5 years. And the Philippines poll body Wednesday cleared a major legal hurdle in frontrunner Ferdinand Marcos Jr.'s path for the presidency when it dismissed the final petition calling for his disqualification from the May 9th election. And recapping our top story, Russia said Wednesday it has test-launched its new Sarmat intercontinental ballistic missile. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.
VOA 1.
Forget you and you and you. Girl, bum my anthem, turn it up and throw attention. This that.